I'm very glad to see that on the poster they got the picture right for me, just for me. That's interesting. I'd like to say a few words on the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKam. So a good place to start with any is the Sukkim. Pasuk says, Ki Kori comes to Polifonekha, when you happen upon a nest of birds in front of you, Badech, Bacharetz, Eprechim, Eibetim, Baim Revetzalot, Eprechim, Arabetim, Loisikacha, Eim Alabonim. There's a Loisikacha, say, love, you mustn't take the mother Alabonim together with the children. Some say it's the mother together with the children, some say it's even on the mother alone, you mustn't take, that's the Issa. And then the next pasuk says, Shaleach Tashalach Etoim, you should surely send the mother away, Ve'etabonim Tikach Loch, and the children take for yourself, L'mani Tavloch Barach Yomim. Now, there's lots and lots written about Mitzvah Shiloh HaKam. There's a whole perek in the last perek of Chulin is all about it, and there's a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch about it. But I want to get into the mitzvah a little bit, and the Pesach which we'll use to get in is a question which has bothered me for a while. I can't promise we're going to get a proper answer to this, but very often you see in the papers the guys that they are based in and out in Yerushalayim have a long pole and they're doing mitzvah, the great mitzvah Shiloh HaKam. There's pictures of these great goyim, gedolim doing mitzvah Shiloh HaKam. Now, well understood, first of all, as we mentioned before, that the pasuk says Ki Yikore Kantzipor Lefonecha, when you happen upon a Kantzipor. Now it just happened to be that he happened upon it and there was a photographer there as well at the same time. And also surely the whole idea of mitzvah, the Ramban actually says, that although there's a Mishnah Brachos that says you shouldn't say the whole mitzvah is for Rachmim, but the Ramban does actually say that you shouldn't have a midah of Achzorius. The whole idea of Shiloh HaKam, you shouldn't have a midah of Achzorius, you should send away the mother. The mother shouldn't see that the tzar is taking the children. Shouldn't have the mitzvah of Achzorius. The Sopon also says that the whole idea of the mitzvah is Gemilas Chasodim. Now, there's usually the pigeons. I don't know if this gon, I don't know what he's going to do with the chicks. I'm not exactly sure what he's going to do with the chicks, and I don't know people that eat pigeon eggs. Surely it would be more of a rachamim, surely it would be less Achzorius to actually leave it there. Don't walk past and just leave it there. Finish. You know, leave it there. Does he need it? Is he short of a few eggs here and there? These pictures. So what exactly? So maybe at first glance, isn't I doing a mitzvah at all? What's going on here? So that's a question which I wanted to say to get us into this. We've got two questions. One, it says Ki Yikore. Well, it's actually, by the way, that's also Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin says that Yochol, I might have thought you should go to Lahorim. Close the tree, I've written down. Yochol, I might have thought. Yachta Bahorim the Gevoyas, you should start searching at the Bahorim the Gevoyas in the mountains and the valleys. Kadei Shim to Khan and all of these should find the Khan. Talmudloma Kiyakori. Talmudloma Kiyakori, what is going to happen to him? The Ma'ol upon Echo, if it just happens, if you happen upon it. That's question number one. Question number two we had is, it seems to be going against the whole Tam HaMitzvah. The whole Tam HaMitzvah is negative Achzorius. Shouldn't be an Achzorius. Should be Gemilas Chasodim. Surely it would be more Gemilas Chasodim to leave it there. Just not to go ahead and do it. So what exactly are these Gedolim doing? In order to get into this Mitzvah, we have to see a Mishnah. It's the one of the last Mishnahs in Chulin, Kuf Mem Aleph, and it also comes in Makkos as well, which is quoted for the Malkus. I'll quote it here for Makkos. So part of the Mishnah says, Hanotel Eim Alabonim. Somebody takes Eim alabonim, takes the mother alabonim, just the Issa. Rabbi Huda Eim aloikav Eim mashalech. Rabbi Huda says, you get Malkus and Eim mashalech. Loikav Eim mashalech. You get Malkus and Eim mashalech, and you don't send it away. So that means you've done the Issa, you've taken the mother. That's it. That's your last chance. You get Malkus already for that. Eim mashalech. But Chachomim say no. Mashalech Eim aloikav. What should you do? You should send away the mother, but if you've taken the mother, what should you do? You've still got a chance now. You've done the Issa. Yes, you've done the Issa. Taken the mother bird. What should you do? Mishaleach vein loika. You can send the other word away, vein loika. Mishnah carries on. Zehat klal. This is general. Kol mitzvah lo sasei sheish bo kum asei ein chayovin oleho. So the Chachamim look at this like as a regular lav shenitik lasei. Just like you've got gezel, you're not allowed to steal. There's an is of stealing, but that nitik lasei of heshivas agzeyo, and you don't even get markers for it. In a similar way, if you've done the issa, if you've taken the mother bird, you've done the issa. Then there's a lasse to do to fix it up. It's a lav shenitik lasse. The Chachamim look at it as a straightforward lav shenitik lasse. And leads it on to a problem. What about Rabbi Yehuda now? Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Lokavein Mashalach. As soon as you've taken the mother bird away, that's it. You've got, that's it. You've finished. Got no opportunity to do, got no further thing to do. You just get Malkus. All about him. Surely he, everybody holds of the principle of Lash and Nisik Malkain. First of all, the Gemara then, Kulin, he starts saying that maybe Rabbi Huda is of the opinion that Lash and Nisik Malkain Lokin Alob. It's not like we all hold, but he holds Lokin Alob. But it brings many different riots that Rabbi Huda can't hold like that. And it ends off and says, no, really, Balma, in all cases, Rabbi Huda holds Lash and Nisik Malkain also ain't Lokin Alob, just like everybody else. Just hear what's the difference over here. That when it says in the Pasuk, Shaleach to Shalach, it means Shaleach Me'ekora, Me'ekora Mashma, Shaleach Me'ekora Mashma. We're going to use those words, Shaleach Me'ekora Mashma. What does that mean, Shaleach Me'ekora Mashma? That even though in the Pasuk you have the Lav written first, Lo Sikach Ha'em Al Abonim, that's the thing which was written first in the Pasuk, and afterwards you have the Asay, so it, all intents and purposes, it should look like a Lav Shanitic Mashma. You've got the Lav, don't take the mother, and then you've got the Asay, Shaleach to Shalach, send away the mother bird. Even though it looks like a Lav Shanitic Mashma, it's not. What does the Pasuk mean? Shaleach Me'ekora. When the Pasuk says Shaleach to Shalach, it means send the mother bird away, Me'ekora. It's what you should have done originally. So how do you read the Pasuk according to Rabbi Huda? So don't take the mother bird. Don't do the sister taking the mother bird with the children. What should you do? What should you do? You should Shaleach to Shalach. You could, because you should have already Me'ekora. You should have already sent away the mother bird. Shaleach to Shalach is aim. That's Me'ekora. That's the way Rabbi Huda understands the Pasuk. Rebbe, the Chachomim, how do they, what do they understand in this Pasuk? The Chachomim say no. When the Pasuk says, it's just like a straightforward, you've got the Issa, Lo Sikach Ha'em Al Abonim, and then you've got the that's the Issa, and then you've got the Asay, Shaleach to Shalach, the Lav Shinitik L'Asay. The Lav Shinitik L'Asay, that's Shalach L'Basayf, that's what it means. Now, this then, the Pasuk Pshat in this Mishnah then, leaves us with a little bit of a problem, because it seems to say, that's the machlokus. The machlokus between the Chachomim and Rabbi Huda is that Rabbi Huda holds that you should, if you come across a nest with birds in it, you've got a mitzvah to send the mother bird away, and that's it. If you've done the Issa, then you get Malkus already. The Chachomim say no. What should you do? What the Chachomim say? No, there's an Issa. All this possibly you're talking about, there's an Issa. Don't take the mother bird away. Don't take the mother bird away. If you have taken it away, if you've done the Issa of the Sikha Chaim, the Losar thing, then Shaleach to Shalach, then the Issa starts. It looks like, it's a very radical thing to say this, that it looks like we're saying that there is no actual mitzvah of Shaleach to Shalach Chaim, only if you've actually done the Aveira of the Sikha Chaim, then all of a sudden you've got the mitzvah of the Asay to do of Shaleach to Shalach. That's quite revolutionary. According to that, our Rabbonim in the pictures there with their long poles, what are they doing at all? You would never say, well, I want to do the mitzvah of Heshavas and Gezela. Let's try and get together. We'll do the mitzvah of Heshavas and Gezela. So what am I going to do? I'm going to steal something first. Oh, why are you stealing? So I can do the mitzvah of Heshavas. That's the kala that just wouldn't start. So you take the mother bird away to do the Issa so that you can do the Arsay. Now that's strange. So, but that's what it looks like at first glance for this Mishnah, and it's not so strange. I'll quote to you the Kesef Mishnah, and there are other poskim actually learn like this in the mitzvah of Shalach HaKam. Very interesting thing, new idea. When I first saw it, I thought, what? That's the buckle holds term mitzvah Shalach HaKam. There is no mitzvah. But the Rambam, and the Kasef Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam says that Osa Lito Es Habonim. You're not allowed to take the bonim. I feel a little tired from it. Let's say someone wants to, wants to bring a bird from the tzara, but the only bird he can find is actually sitting on chicks. It says, Osa little aim ala bonim. I feel a little tired from it. Even to be matara from the tzara, she mitzvah to mitzvah, because ain asay dochalos asay viasay. That's the Rambam. In other words, the Rambam is also from the Gemara. Ain asay dochalos asay viasay. So the Kesef Mishnah asks on this. I don't understand. There is no, with the mitzvah Shalach HaKam, there is no asay and los asay. When you first come to it, there's only a los asay, not to take the mother bird. And if you actually have taken the mother bird, then there's an asay. There's no los asay and asay together. I'm going to leave that Sarachim at the kash on the Rambam. We'll come to answers later on that. But you can certainly see from the way the Kesef Mishnah asked this question that we're taka right. Our assumption is right in that chat that the whole mitzvah of Shalach HaKam is only if you've actually done the Aveira first. The whole mitzvah of Shaleach to Shalach, like it comes in the Pasuk, don't take the mother bird, and like we said, don't take the mother bird, and if you have, then as a Lav Shanitik, I say Shaleach to Shalach, send away the mother bird, and then the children, and you can take them. And as you can see from the kasha of the kasha of the Keter Mishnah, so that's how he understands the whole mitzvah of Shulach Hakam. He is not alone. There are other poskim who also hold this, namely Ruchim Fishel Perler, who wrote a whole pirush on the sefer mitzvahs of the Rasag, Great Gaon. He also says this: the Asay, there is no mitzvah Shulach Hakam, as we've been battle all through the mitzvah. It's only a large shenitzah klasei. That's it, it's just a lav shenitzah klasei. All there is the lav, and then there's the aseis. If you've done the lav, then there's aseis minatik, and that's it. Other poskim also hold like that. Now, problem is that we are no nearer understanding our pictures of those rabbonim with their long sticks, and the Poles couldn't get these words. Not only have you said this, it's not, they just happened upon it, and it's not very merciful, but we've actually now said there's no mitzvah bechal. It's just a lav aseis. It's an abeir, in fact. We've made it worse now, but there is certainly another pshat in that Mishnah in Chulim and Makkos, and there's also an answer to the Kasha of the Keter Mishnah, and that's where we'll start. The Tiferes Yisrael, Pirush Mishnayos, the Yochim Boyaz, in his pshat in the Chachomin, in that Mishnah, he says, "Chomer Mishalech Ein Aloka, you should send it away and don't get Makkos." It's a lav shenitzah klasei. He says, "The Spirulei Shalach Gam Achalekicha Mashma," because the Shalach Shalach is also Mashma. After the kicha, after you've taken the mother word, it's also much more after. But have a last day. And in the voyas there, in the smaller print, in the voyas, he says, with that you can answer the test of Mishnah's kasha. I mean, what is he holding? He's saying that the Chachomim certainly hold like Rabbi Huda. Avada they hold like Rabbi Huda. There's no shaira about that. That Sholach Mi'akor Mashma, that if you come across a Khan, there's a mitzvah to send away the mother bird. There's definitely there. But also afterwards, so he understands that posuk that there's a mitzvah of shiluach hakam before and afterwards. That means even if you haven't taken the mother bird, there's a mitzvah to send it away. And obviously, if you have taken away the mother bird, then there's also a mitzvah to send it. That's what it means. Gam achal likicha mashma. Also after likicha. So it's we said before that Rabbi Yehuda holds is that it's. Sholach Mi'akor Mashma. Sholach is only Mi'akor. That means there's only mitzvah before. There's no mitzvah afterwards. And that's why it's not a lav shenitzah klasei according to Rabbi Huda. But Chachamim say, where the Yochim Boyaz is understanding it, that there is a mitzvah beforehand, like we always understood. Back to the Baruch Hashem, we've got found someone who understands that's the mitzvah. Mitzvah is beforehand, and if you've done the avera, it's also Mashma afterwards. It also is a lav shenitzah klasei. That's the way thing, and that answers the Keter Mishnah comes from the Rambam, because every time you come across a Khan and you want to take it, there's a possible lav, and there's certainly a possible lav not to take it, and there's also an assay that you could do as well. That's the answer the Keter Mishnah comes. The Keter Mishnah obviously doesn't hold of that, and we've now built up and said seeing it's a machlekes aposkim, machlekes rishonim. Now to back that up also. Interestingly, if you look in the Chinuch, he quotes this mitzvah of Shulach HaKan as two separate mitzvahs. The first three counts the lav, he quotes the los, counts the los asay, and he calls that los asay a lav shenitzah asay. That you can, if you've done this los asay, there could be markers on it, but if you send away the mother word, there'd be no markers on it. He calls it a lav shenitzah asay. And then in the next mitzvah, Tok of Memhei, he says there's a that again looks like that there is the lo sasei, which is lav shenitzah klasei. You can fix that by a say, but of course if you come across a nest, you can certainly do the mitzvah straight away. There is, like the Yochim Boyaz want to say, gam achlikichos, obviously beforehand, also afterwards, there's certainly a mitzvah to send away the mother bird even before you've done the Avera. Also in the Rambam also counts it as two separate mitzvahs, Kuf Asei Kuf Mem Tes and Los Asei Shin Vav. And again there he says in the Asei, he says who should Tivonu L'Shaleach HaKam. So that Loshen doesn't look like what we said before, that the mitzvah, that the Asei of Shaleach to Shalach only comes if you've done the Avera. That's who should Tivonu L'Shaleach HaKam. That's the mitzvah to L'Shaleach HaKam. You come across it. So Baruch Hashem, we're getting a little bit nearer now. We're getting a little bit nearer, and we can see that there are Rishonim that hold that it is a mitzvah. It's not like we said before, or that the Keter Mishnah. It's not like we said before in the Keter Mishnah that there's an assay, that the assay of Shaleach to Shaleach only comes if you've done the Aveira. What is that? There's the mitzvah beforehand. So according to, we said, according to the Chinuch and the Rambam, and the Yochin Goyes as well, there's certainly a mitzvah to send the mother bird away from Korach. It's not just if you've done the lav. Now, that's the Chinuch and the Rambam. The Rasag, which we mentioned before as well, the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rasag, he actually, in counting the mitzvahs, in his minyan ha-mitzvahs, there is only the Lo Ta'aseh. He doesn't count the Aseh at all, he just counts the Lo Ta'aseh, and that's it. Now, the Rebbe Bishop Pella has a very, very long arichas, like he always does, on that, and he comes out saying that, by Sukkos, the Rasag must hold, like that other shit which we said beforehand, which is that there is no actual Aseh to do. Because if you come across the Kandas Noah, all there is a Lo Ta'aseh. If you've done that Lo Ta'aseh, then you can fix it up, and if it lasts, you can send away the mother bird. So to recap, we come across the Machlokes we're showing him. If the mitzvah shiloh kind of counts as two mitzvahs, or it counts as one mitzvah, and based on that, I might say that's what we want to say, if it's a mitzvah. When you come across the nest, is there a mitzvah because first of all come across and do the mitzvah shalat shalach, or maybe not, maybe the whole mitzvah of shalat shalach, the mitzvah of the aseh of shalat shalach only starts when? If you've actually done the aveira. So just to recap, and then there'll be completely two different ways to understand that Mishnah in Chulin the Matzah. Completely different ways. Just to recap what we're saying, you've got the one derech, which is the Kash of the Kesser Mishnah and the Rasag and Rukhim Pesha Perla and others, they all hold the mitzvah of Shalat to Shalat only starts if you've done the Aveira, if you've taken the mother bird. That's the whole mitzvah. Like we said, you've got the Lo Ta'aseh first and then the Aseh, and it's a Lav Shenitik Aseh, and that Pshat, that'll be Pshat in the Chachomim, and that Mishnah. Rabbi Huda will hold Sholach Mir Korah Mashmah, that Sholach means Mir Korah. That means you can only do it to start off with, but the Chachomim, which we passed on that, by the way, the Chachomim, they say no, the mitzvah, the whole mitzvah is only afterwards. That's them. According to that opinion, of course, those Rabbonim, according to, if you paskin like that, which we in the paskin they don't, but according to that shitta, those Rabbonim with the long poles and the first shape time to the mitzvah of Shalach Aran are not doing anything. In fact, they're doing an aveira. They're doing nothing. According to that, they're not Makan, because the mitzvah only starts, it's only a lav shenitik la'aseh, that's the aseh. According to them, they're doing nothing. But the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam and the Chinuch, and so this is very as well, and in the Sefer here, I've got some Shiloh HaKan, it's got things down another Sefer that the official from the Haredas brought down 13 different Rishonim that says like this as well, that there is a mitzvah to send the mother bird away. There certainly is a mitzvah to send the mother bird away, even before you actually get to doing the Lo Ta'aseh. Pshat in the Mishnah according to that will be the Rabbi Huda says Sholach Me Korah Mashma, that Shalet Shalach is only Me Korah. You could come across it, that's the whole mitzvah to send the mother bird away, send the mother away first. And according to Chachamim, they say no, I do hold like you Rabbi Huda, that there is a mitzvah, but there is also Shalet is also Mashma Labasayt, and that's why it can also be a lav shenitik la'aseh. Also can be a lav shenitik la'aseh. So we are certainly nearer understanding our abonim as what they're doing. According to those other Rishonim which we're saying, they are certainly doing a mitzvah. But that doesn't help us all the way. What about, so we've got at least Rishonim that hold that it's a mitzvah to do the, if when you come across the net, it's a mitzvah. What about the other two problems? First of all, we'll deal with do they actually need the eggs, or do they need the bonim? What's actually going on here? So this question is actually a famous hakira of the Chavos Yoyah, brought down in Pesachei Tshuva, the Tshuvas Chavos Yoyah, and he asks if you come across a kan, obviously he's going like those who showed him who hold that there is a mitzvah when you come across it. So if you come across a kan in the derech, can you pass it by? So if you don't want the eggs, if you don't need the eggs, can you pass it by? Or as soon as you come across it, you have to take it. You have to be on the tuple with it. That's his option. You have to live safely. You have to be on the tuple with it. Now, again, there's lots of opinions there. As I said, Mitzvah Shulchan Aruch is a very big mitzvah. There's loads of opinions one way and the other way. Namely, the Ran in Chulin actually says that, no, the mitzvah is purely rishus. If you happen to want the eggs, if you happen to want the chicks, then there's a mitzvah before you do that to send the mother bird away. At least he agrees that there's a mitzvah, Meikara, and you are doing a mitzvah. But if you, that's purely a rishus. Purely a rishus. Within that mahalach, there's like we say that titzes are rishus, that we've come titzes are rishus, but Eidon Risk on the time when there's anger, my Kodesh Baruch, you should make, that's where we're going to be punished on not doing rishus. That's the reason perhaps to do it. But that's the run. The Chavis Yor, however, himself paskens that no, actually, if you come across it, you're chayv nisko, you're chayv to metapa with it. You're actually chayv, even if you don't need the eggs, it's a chayva. And he brings us raya from the Gemara which we quoted earlier. What's his raya? The raya is, it says, Yochol Yachzer B'Horim B'Gvoyz, Tamalemi Kiyakori. I might have thought you should go searching in the Horim B'Gvoyz and the mountains and for this mitzvah, Tamalemi Kiyakori, when you happen upon it. So the pasuk is only Mamaye that you don't have to go actually look, you have to go searching for it. That's all the pasuk is Mamaye, you don't actually have to go searching for it, so if you happen upon it. But once you've found it, then there's a other mitzvah to do. Certainly there's a mitzvah to do. That's his raya. So we've been through different mahalchim. We can see, at least according to the Chavis Yo'ir, that even though you don't need the eggs, how you get away with the problem of being it's negative the middle of Achzorius, you'll have to say something like, if you're doing the mitzvah of Kodesh Baruch Hu, then it's not Achzorius, as we're going to see a little bit later soon in Arpi Kabbalah as well. So at least according to the Chavis Yo'ir, he actually paskens, brought down a Pesukei Teshuvah on Shulchan Aruch that if you actually don't need the bonim, if you don't need the bonim, you don't need the eggs, you have a mitzvah to mechayev to metapel to start to send away the mother bird, and then to take perhaps Nizala Shilat, do you have to actually take the bonim or can you leave them there? That's a whole other thing as well. Now, regards to actually that Mishnah, which you pretty can't get away from, Yachol Lachzer B'Horim B'Gvoyos, Alpi normal Psak Halacha, I don't know how they get around that. I don't know how, because obviously, if you come with a photograph, you're obviously coming to look for it, aren't you? You're obviously coming to look for it. Or you're just walking along,
having found it,
or somebody else finds it, some Shamus will find it. And then the Shamus will say, come walk along this way over here. Oh, look, I'm not quite sure how they. With a stick. With a stock will have it. I don't know how they actually get around that.
They look for it, they know where it is.
The experts know where it is. Yeah, that's Yochel Lachzer, that's going against the mission. Yochel Lachzer B'Horim B'Gvoyos. Don't know how they actually get around that. But at least, Alpi Kabbalah, I'll try and quote you some different things here. But certainly, according to Alpi Kabbalah and the Svarim, this mitzvah is a very, very great inyan, and I can quote from you various different places here. That you see that it's a very important mitzvah. The Aruch HaShulchan one place. Afshim min aden ein chayv ludov achareha. Even though min aden you're not chayv to ludov achareha, it's not search for him. Mekomakim v'vaday dover godl hu lahasik mitzvah zu. It's a dover godl lahasik mitzvah zu. Kach kosa v'abrit yosef b'shem arizal. So the Kabbalah, it's a dover godl to start searching for this mitzvah. Also, he said later on with him, "Mekomokim mishu zikayu Hashem b'mitzvah zu." Somebody, that Hashem has been mazakim with his mitzvah, yikayim korah. He is mekayim the korah. It says it's only rishus legabi achover kol rishus shabatovah he kemitzvah. It is definitely a mitzvah legabi achover rishus korele. Oh, lefi tani achochma. That means b'tapi kabbalah. Shenemer b'mitzvah zu b'pershu ramban b'chayu ben b'chaya u'b'yosu b'zayah v'tikunim b'dafkehu likakat abonim. You should actually take the bonim as well. So alpi kabbalah, so that's obviously what they. And I'll quote you another sefer which quotes another zayah, a very interesting one. So obviously alpi kabbalah. So certainly alpi the chavis yoyah, even in halacha, that's what you should do. Take the go and be matapu even if you actually don't need it. And certainly alpi kabbalah, you can see there's gross in yonim in doing it. And so that's the whole idea here. Let's quote you this here. It says it's from a sefer Beis Lechem Yehuda, another sefer, similar, maybe Loshan Azoya. Kesha'atulakeach abonim in ha'aim. When you take the bonim in ha'aim, she goes with tzu'ekes and cries out, umalach hanikra oif, and there's a malach hanikra oif. Umikayam Zer Nasa Hisorus Lamala, there's a Hisorus Lamala, Gamla Rachim Olena Begolus, also the Gavash Rachimim and Golus, Mashma, Sosorik Likos Das Gabonim, Dim Loka Chabonim, Gam came in to Echa, Dim Shalach Chabonim, Gam came in to Echa. So the mother will only cry if you actually do take the Bonim, that's how this is Zoya he's quoting, that only when you send away the mother bird and take the Bonim, which is the whole thing, even if you don't need the Bonim, then you'll get the Rachmim from Shemaim, and this Malach and Ikkoif will cry out to the Chodesh Baruch, and will be Hiseris, and we'll get the Rachmim even in Golos. So, we've gone through the whole gamut of the different Rishonim here. And just to recap, so we started off with the, we started off with the Kesef Mishnah and the Kasher Kesef Mishnah, the Rasag, and the Rapal said there is no mitzvah b'chlal. There's no mitzvah of Shiluch HaKam. It's what is it then? It's just a lav shenitik lasei. There's a lav, and then there's a lasei to do. There is no mitzvah to do. There's no mitzvah. We come across the nest. There's no mitzvah to do. So according to that, they're obviously not doing anything. Then we said nope. There's another pshat in the Chachamim as well. Especially if you hold it, especially hold like the Chinuch and the Rambam that says there's actually two mitzvahs. There is a mitzvah to send away the mother bird. There certainly is a mitzvah to send away the mother bird. That's for sure. And then we came with the Chavos Yoyer that says even if you don't even need the bonim and you don't need the chicks, there's still once you come across it, you don't have to start looking for it. That's for sure. You don't have to start looking for it once you've actually come across it. Chai v'tapolvoy. That's what he paskens. And finally, Api Kabbalah, we said there's a Gros Inyonim, there's lots of Achamim, there's a very, very big mitzvah, a very important mitzvah to do, and that's probably a reason why you could even start searching for it, to get these, to be Makayim, these Inyonim. Now, there's a few extra horrors which I want to say, based on this Makhlis Rishen, which we said, what about making a bracha? Do you make a bracha on the mitzvah Shiluch HaKam? So, I have seen in it's a Makhlis, obviously, there's lots of things in Shiluch HaKam is, but the Abu Draham says no, there's no bracha. Why is there no bracha? Because he calls it mitzvah habar b'avera. Because mitzvah habar b'avera, that will be going obviously only according to the Kesef Mishnah and the sides that say there is no mitzvah shalach hakan. All there is the avera. There's a losan say, there's a losan say, don't send away the mother bird. And only once you've done the losan say, then there's a mitzvah. So he calls it mitzvah habar b'avera. Others, the Arkash Shulchan Paskin's note. There is a mitzvah. There is. You certainly should say a bracha, and you give the loshon of the bracha. Give the loshon of the bracha as well. Achashulkon, and then in brackets, some say that you maybe shouldn't say it with Shem B'malchus, seeing as there's a machlokes. That's that. Now, there's another very interesting horror as well. Is it osur to take the chicks while the mother's still there? Now, if you're looking at, of course, it's osur to take the mother's chicks when it's still there. That's the whole. Surely, that's the whole mitzvah. That's the whole thing to do. That's the misconception which lots of people have. That it's not. What is osur? Look at the pasuk. What's osur? The pasuk is lo tikapa eim al abonim. The whole issa to do the losa thing, to get the malchus, which that Mishnah says, is you've got to take the mother with the bonim. Am I allowed? Is it also osur to leave the mother there and just take the chicks? Is that osur? So that's of course the whole idea of what you're trying to do here. And the Minchas Chinuch has a long arichas about it, backwards and forwards. And in the end, he says it is osur. And he brings the Loshon of the Rambam, which I haven't got here, that says, also the Zakos, the Bonim, but the Mansha Aim still there. He brings the Loshon of the Rambam that certainly says it's Osa. And what does he do? He calls it, what Isser is it? It's not the Isser Lo Sikach Aim al Abonim, because that's taking the mother with the Bonim. This I'm only talking about taking the Bonim. Taking the Bonim while the mother says, what does he call it? The Minchas kind of calls it, in the Rambam, he calls it, Alav Habon Echalal Asay. That's what it is, Alav Habon Echalal Asay. So that's all it can be. What's the assay? The assay is what should you do? The assay is send away the mother bird. What did you do? You didn't do that. You didn't send the mother bird away. You took the chicks. So that's all it is. Alav habon echalal assay. That will only work if you say that there is an assay. That can only work if you hold back with those mahalsim that say there is an assay. When you come across the nest, like this, not like the Kesef Mishnah, not like the Rasag, but like the Rambam, like the Chinuch himself, that says there is a mitzvah when you come across it. Then you can say it's Alav habon echalal assay. Also, the Rasag, the Rabbi Yochanan Pishul Perla, sorry, Rabbi Yochanan Pishul Perla says that, is it osur to take the chicks while the mother's still? He calls it, all he calls it is an Issa Rabbonah, just an Issa Rabbonah. That's a big misconception of what the actual Issa is. That obviously will be going according, because you can't call it a Lama Bar Makhalal Assay if there is no Assay. So, That will help you according to the Rasag. Now, just to mention, we're in the Yemei El here, just to re-quote those words of the Zohar, which I mentioned, we quoted the words of the Zohar, which I mentioned before, that we're in the Yemei El, and we need as much rachamim of Shemayim as we can get in these days, and especially with the fact that the matzav in different parts of in Israel and everywhere. So this chus that we've been speaking with, we've understood this mitzvah, hopefully Hashem, that Malach can come out and cry in the current zayin, that we should also have that rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Golus and Tefachim these days.